everyone, and welcome to another episode of K-Drama Convos, and also the first K-Drama Convos episode of 2024. This is crazy. I don't know how we're here. I know everyone says that.
Yeah.
But it is weird to think that it's
our
already...
2023 went poof.
Well, yeah.
We got caught up in so much business.
Like, we were busy. Yeah. So, yeah, this is actually a very different episode than what we did last year for our, I guess, 2023 drama.
We had an awards thing.
Yeah, so last year we did a very elaborate awards episode that I made this like slideshow for and everything like that. We're not doing that this year.
No.
So we decided against
it. We're just going to have a conversation.
Yeah, we're going to be
about
much
our year.
Yeah, we're going to be much more chill and more like reflecting on what this year of drama watching has really been like. So the first thing to note is that this year we watched almost an impressive like few amount of dramas. It's actually kind of a little, it's not sad necessarily, it's just way less than we would typically.
It was,
which
but
was multiple
we were
reasons.
Also so much busier
yeah
than previous years
potentially, I guess you could say.
We definitely were.
So we actually only watched 20 dramas this year, and I think almost all of those are full length except for a handful, but those handful are not that short. So yeah, that is just like 20. I mean,
well, that's 20 that we completed.
No. Yes.
There were some that we watched. In other words, we took up our time.
No, but yes, I'm saying actually finished.
Finished.
That is the figure I'm counting here. And,
okay.
Three of those you had already seen. Yes, I counted. Don't worry. And three of them we had both seen. So that was something that we rewatched a lot. Four that you'd already seen?
Mm-hmm.
What? Don't count 1% twice.
I'm not.
What am I missing that you
1%, Tomorrow,
yeah,
Habeck, and My Cuteness.
No. Ones that you've seen, and so... You alone.
You mean I saw without you.
You alone had seen Tomorrow, My Cuteness is About to Expire, and Takane and Hana. Those three. Only you had seen.
Oh, only me.
And the other three I had also seen before.
Right.
So we did
That's
a decent
true.
Amount of rewatching
this
year. But the biggest thing we noted, kind of looking back at 2023, was how much non-Asian content we actually ended up watching this year. So
thus, it's not included in this podcast.
Right. So there was actually a lot of stuff that we watched that wasn't included. Ironically, most of it was rewatching. Not all of it, but most of it. So
well, at one point we had
a project. We were seam ripping a wedding dress, actually.
Yeah, removing all of the lace to save the lace from an old wedding dress.
Which was, we should just cut it off in the end. But we now have a lot of lace and a lot of satin and stuff. So that was a project that we didn't want to just do staring at each other. Like, we were both doing it.
And you can't read subtitles while... Because you have to look at what you're doing.
Yeah, this stuff is actually very delicate and pretty annoying. So we ended up rewatching the entirety of Downton Abbey. If you've never seen it, it is a decently long series, not compared to some American. But for shows that we've seen, it's long. And then we also watched the two accompanying movies to that one. So that's already many nights that we were watching. And then,
so our English language watching is usually project-oriented.
All the movies weren't. The TV shows.
The TV
were.
Shows,
And then all the other stuff, I think all of it is British as well. We like British TV.
Almost entirely,
what can I say?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we also watched Sense and Sensibility twice. I can't remember which version we watched. It's the one that's, like, technically broken into two episodes, even though it's really just a movie. Here, wait, I can pull it up.
Can you pull it
This
up?
Is very important. We went on a, what should you call it?
1995.
No, I don't think that's
2008 version.
The 2008 version of Sense and Sensibility. We ended up somehow watching twice this year.
It's such a good story.
One day we were bored and needed something to watch, so we started that. We needed something low commitment. We watched Pride and Prejudice, the Keira Knightley version. The movie. We watched that. The 2005. We watched once this year. And then, because we'd never heard of this, the Pride and Prejudice 1995 miniseries, which we had never seen before, we also watched this year. It's like six episodes long.
Many hours more than just the movie. Yes,
extends on that. And we, for the first time, we watched... Had you seen Jane Eyre?
I had seen Jane Eyre.
Okay, I watched Jane Eyre for the first time. I had seen some of the other ones. Like, Pride and Prejudice I had seen before. Sense and Sensibility I watched for the first time, but we watched it twice.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell we like historical stuff?
Specifically Jane Austen in this case.
Yes, you were a huge Jane Austen fan. We watched Emma, which I'd never seen before. Mm-hmm. We watched the newer version, this is not Jane Austen, of Little Women with Timothy Chalamet in it.
Mm-hmm.
We watched that for the, what, neither of us had seen that version. Gosh, and, oh, and I also, we're going to continue this. We're trying to.
Oh, and Northanger Abbey.
Oh, Northanger Abbey, Jane Austen recently finished. Mm-hmm. Or the, which, oh, shoot, which version of that one did we watch? Sorry, this
there are so many Jane Austen.
Because this was a big, thing that, like, some just are not as good as others. The 2007, actually, might be the only Northanger one, but that is the one that we did watch. So, right.
No, there's another one.
Oh, okay. We watched the 2007 version. And then also, I watched for the first time this year, Ocean's 11, Back to the Future, oh, what's the one with, oh, the actor from Star Wars, the super well-known adventure
series. What?
It's a, the actor from Star Wars.
Ewan McGregor?
No!
Who are you talking about?
He plays, oh my gosh! The really famous, like treasure.
Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford.
Indiana Jones!
Indiana Jones. I couldn't for the life of me think of it. Harrison Ford or, what's his character name? Not in...
Indiana Jones?
No, not Indiana Jones in Star Wars.
Han Solo! Han Solo, thank you. You can tell that she's not as big a Star Wars fan as I am.
I'm listing about 1 million things right now. So I watched, Indiana Jones, the first movie, for the first time this year.
I need to find out what show this was that he was in.
Oh, and that's, oh, he was in what is his name? Was in Emma. Is that what you're trying to think of?
Ewan McGregor?
Yes, he was in Emma.
Oh, yeah, and it was Emma.
Yeah, this was
it was so funny.
Yeah,
because so, I'm like, do you recognize that actor?
Hold on, because you recognized him right when he came on screen, because you'd seen Emma before.
Well, I knew who he was, too.
Well, oh, what's the actress who's in Emma? Hold on.
Dang it.
This is also one that we watched us, a specific... what you call it, version of, not the
Gwyneth
new,
Paltrow.
Which, the 1996 one. That's the one we watched. Yes. Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow. So, that's a version that we watched. So,
yeah.
How do you say his name? I never know how to say it. Ewan?
Ewan.
Ewan McGregor, who plays,
Frank Churchill. He
plays Obi-Wan in... Star Wars, which to
and
preface,
in Obi-Wan,
you especially are a very big Star Wars fan. You grew up with it.
I grew up with it, yeah.
And so I've watched all the Star Wars stuff multiple times, most of it.
And your brother is a very big fan.
Oh, yes, definitely. And so he's in Emma, Ewan McGregor's, it plays a character, and he's way young, like, actually no, he's not that much younger. The movies are not that.
The movies are from 96.
When was the first... Well, was he in 4, 5, 6 or 1, 2, 3? He was in the prequel ones. Well, he was in
the prequels.
So those would have come out later. So it was quite a bit earlier. But anyway, he had long hair in it, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out who it was. Because she was like, "Listen to his voice; you'll figure it out." And I couldn't. I was like dying because I did recognize it, but I couldn't think of who it was. So it was Ewan McGregor in the end.
Yeah, so Star Wars Episode 1 is 99.
So that's only 3 years after. He's not that much younger. I guess the most recent thing I'd seen him in was the Obi-Wan TV series, which he is older in. So, like, that's kind of... Whatever. So, in the end,
all that to say,
I think we did also potentially watch some other stuff this year. Mm-hmm. This, actually, most of what I just listed, a lot of it we watched in the past few months.
The second half of the year. Yeah.
So, yeah. So we did actually watch probably this closer to the same amount of TV that we watched last year. Probably still a little bit less.
But then on top of it, we added all of our...
We added more things we did this year.
Concerts and conventions.
Well, no, we went to less concerts this year, actually. So we went to one concert this year, which we went to New York for. We went to D.C. twice this year. One for museums, one for a...
street festival.
Yeah, one for like a Japanese street festival. We went to 4 anime conventions, not including the Japanese street festival. That much more than we did last year.
Yeah, that's a lot
Multiple
more.
Of those...
Well, see, when you spend so much time...
2 or 3 of them
creating
the time,
and making your character's costume.
Yeah, we do cosplay, by the way, as well.
You know, not
yeah, we
wear it one
making,
weekend.
What costumes were this year? Kyoshi Warrior were this year, right? This Zenkai Con. Yeah.
Kyoshi Warrior and the two...
You're Leia.
Oh, and Leia and the two Lolita ones.
Oh, the two... Oh, shoot. Well, the Kyoshi Warrior we had started last year. I mean, sorry. In 2022, we had started.
Right, but we finished it in February 23.
Yeah. And then also, me and Joelle were choreographing a dance to do. Mm-hmm. We did a performance with the Kyoshi Warrior stuff. Like... I graduated this past year.
And the whole, you know, the last year of high school.
For me, was the most chill year
for
ever.
For you. It was chill, but it was full, had more activities surrounding it with your monthly meetings. As a homeschooler, it's
not
a little different.
Really, no. Not, I wasn't more, I was way less busy with schoolwork.
With schoolwork, yes.
Yeah. Because this
year. You had other
year,
things to
do. Because. You know, some people, I've only mentioned it a few times, but I was homeschooled my whole life, and I just, in 23, graduated from high school. And, because of the area we live in, there's actually a decent amount, it's a pretty big homeschool community, so I graduated, how many, was there 50?
45 or 50
Well, yeah,
kids.
Which, the 45 or 50 was my quote-unquote class I graduated with, which was big, because we don't all know each other. We kind of met for the first time last year. But I helped plan our prom, which ended up taking way more of my time than I prepared.
Yeah.
Like, than I was prepared for, which is fine. It turned out really fun in the end. Like, it really did turn out. And but yeah, that was a big thing that took up a ton of my time was, you know, I was part of a lot of it was planning the decor I was part of, but also some of the logistics of we were planning to do like a game type stuff. And then I figured that whole thing out and I helped finalize a lot of the decor stuff, came up with some of it myself. And there were a lot of meetings and a lot of stuff that went into that as well. So, and my laptop freaking imploded this year.
Yeah.
The battery died. Like, the battery itself, like, stopped working, and I had to go get it fixed. My, I didn't have my laptop for a week.
A while.
Yeah, it was probably like a week or two, which doesn't sound like long, but when you're trying, you've...
Well, when your life is on your laptop, it's
my,
hard.
All of my podcast stuff is all on this laptop, and I got sick more than once, which was, you know... Which, when you get sick, you if it's your throat, I couldn't talk very well. So there, and I worked, and this is not an excuse, definitely not, of why we partly actually uploaded way fewer dramas this year. It's just kind of trying to put it in the bigger picture.
Exactly, yes. In other words, we don't just podcast and watch TV.
You're right. I mean, no one thinks you do. And I mean, I guess I also... Technically, I opened my Etsy shop last year, but this year is really the only year I've really gotten any orders and stuff. It's not keeping me that busy, but I, you know, put time into that. And, you know, basically, there was so much going on outside of this little drama world, you know. But, you know, it's so some of our watching was a little spread out in there. So, yeah. Other than that, so we watched 20 dramas. Technically, if you'd count it with one that we accidentally watched twice this year, not accidentally, but we watched 21.
Right.
But we ended up watching 1% of something twice, literally 6 months apart, not even a whole year
That's
apart.
That's so funny.
Almost 6 months.
We didn't realize it when we did it, did we?
We did till well, we knew we had watched it recently, but I don't think we realized how. So I keep track, rough track, of the order that we watch dramas in, and I try and keep track of the day we start and end it. I'm not perfect with that. I usually forget, but yeah, those two, I had both days that we'd started it. And yeah, we watched it twice this year. So that was the first that we'd watched one drama twice. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've done that before. We had come close, but yeah. One thing that really sucked this year, which I think was totally our fault, had nothing to do with the dramas themselves. We dropped 9 shows.
Yeah.
That's just a lot.
Somehow we wound up not picking as well, I guess.
I think some of it, yeah.
We don't tend to follow the, ooh, what's popular, ooh, what's brand new.
Maybe we should. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's new, though, doesn't mean it's going to be great.
No, I wouldn't say. One thing I think for us that would probably do us a bit better would be to see what dramas finished airing in 2023 and which ones people liked and actually watched them this year would probably do us better, honestly. But yeah, there was quite a few different shows that most of them we ended up just stumbling across and starting. Mm-hmm. I think some we did get from recommendations. Like one of them, which we did do an episode on, was New Life Begins, which is a historical Chinese show, which there's 40 episodes. It is extremely typical to have a Chinese to have that many. We got 32 into it. So we got majority.
And it was more, I kind of pushed to drop it.
You did. I might have finished it if I was.
It was. I was enjoying the story.
We still liked the show.
Yeah. The episodes started to not have anything happen in them.
Or at least very minimal.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's like kind of sucked, but we still, it sounds weird like we didn't finish the show.
We invested a lot of time
but
in it.
It's not that, it's just that we actually still enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah.
You know. But
that one we did.
Yes, and that one. Particularly, which if you want our whole thoughts on that, we have an episode about.
Yeah.
And then there were others like, what's it called? Love is for Suckers, which, what's his name's in it?
Swan Choi. So I was excited to watch another thing that he is in. What was it that we saw him in? Oh, She Was Pretty. And
what else was he in?
Hilarious. He was also in Revolutionary Love.
Not that one.
What else?
Oh, shoot. I feel like there's something else we've seen.
Was there
something else
we had seen him in?
Riv. Oh,
so man. I was looking forward to seeing him in something else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As the lead character.
As well, yeah. Because in She Was Pretty, he wasn't.
And the first...
Bloodhounds. He was in that.
Oh, he had a cameo. That was a minor. That was a minor role.
He did
a good job.
What else was he in? I thought we'd seen him in something
else. I don't think so.
I guess we haven't. I guess because, well, Super Junior. He's part of Super Junior.
Well, yeah.
You know. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
So, at the very beginning, I was okay with
what was
happening. Mm-hmm. And then...
Oh, my word.
It basically devolved into a dating show.
Yeah, so Love is for Suckers is Swan Choi plays a friend of this. She's like a producer, like director-producer. And she ends up being a director and producer of a dating show.
Mm-hmm.
And basically kind of recruits him to be on it because she needs someone else. And in the beginning, it's kind of more a mixture of the show but behind the scenes, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But then gradually, it's just the dating show.
And we don't do dating shows.
We do not do dating shows. Yeah. For some reason, unfortunately, we did not do a full episode about Love is for Suckers. We totally could have.
Yeah.
We got 8 episodes out of 16. We're just like, we can't handle it. Yeah. We got halfway through. We're like, we cannot handle this anymore. But yeah, so, and then others, like, unfortunately, this was a Chinese show, Wonderella's Diary.
Oh, my goodness.
We got 20 minutes in.
We're like, oh, that sounds like a cute premise.
Yeah, we got 20 minutes in and dropped it.
20 minutes.
So one of the reasons is because, at least from what we had seen, which wasn't much to judge off of, basically the female lead's whole everything was based on a bunch of lies. Like, she was trying to get into, like, the fashion industry. And just lied about literally her experience,
everything.
Her company, her literally everything. Her up, like, she basically lied that she was this rich, super successful person when she wasn't at all. Which is just...
Yes, it's a story. It's just a story.
For me, I don't find stories like...
Stories like that aren't... Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to have like one lie or something that's like mm-hmm. a big part of the story is one thing, but the whole series...
The whole character was based on that.
Ugh, it was annoying. Yeah. And then also, I know a lot of shows, a lot of Chinese shows will dub, like, you know, in Love Between Fairy and Devil, the entire, the male lead was dubbed the
I had
whole,
no
the
idea.
Whole show. In Wendler's Diary, it was obvious when it was dubbed, because, like, unfortunately, just, mm-hmm. you could tell when certain scenes were and weren't, and it, for us at least, it was very distracting. So, yeah, that one.
Oh, talk about one day off.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, so.
I was looking forward to that.
What is the actress in that?
Because it was.
So one day off is a Korean one.
Yes, this lady, she works hard, and then mm-hmm. she takes days off, and she goes
on
day trips. And we're like, cool, slice of life, get to know Korea.
Oh, and also...
All these different places she goes. Yes.
And also, it is the actress from Romance is a Bonus Books. We'd seen her in something before.
Right. So I'm like, oh, this could be interesting.
And I personally like slice of life. Right. I like travel stuff.
Yeah.
This sounds very interesting.
She's going to see places, eat good food,
and hang out. That's like, it. That's good. So, How many did we see? Give me a second. I gotta find when we watched it.
There were some episodes that were just that.
We got three episodes in.
It was only three.
Only two of them were okay.
So one episode was pretty normal. Like, she went on her trip.
Yeah, it was
met
bad.
Some people, came home. And another one was
like she went to this thing where like it was like at near like a shrine and stuff. That one had some strange moments, but it was fine.
And then another one, she met like some pretty weird people.
Well, no, one she met a guy that they had like just kind of like, oh, maybe I think they this might have been based off of something. Where they were like, oh, we'll meet up again. And they did once. And then when they were going to again, one of them just, like, wasn't there. It was kind of weird.
That was a little weird.
That was fine. The one that took the cake.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's a teacher. One of her former students is let her know that she was hosting a gallery. And she was like, okay. She traveled to see this gallery. And... the artwork itself was fine. You know, it's kind of modern art. Like, it was fine. What happened, though, was towards the end of the episode, the scene was way too long.
Oh, my.
It was painfully long.
Yeah.
They had a live musician, I don't remember who it was, playing music. And then the artist, she just started, like, interpretive dancing. Yeah.
Like?
It wasn't, like, creepy or anything. It was just, like... Okay, I get
like,
it.
What is happening?
Like, there was no...
I get it if they do it and then, like, fade out or...
But it just kept going. And literally the audience that's watching, which was, like, only a handful of people, was just, like, standing there.
And
like,
they were everybody in that episode was weird.
Wacky. And we're just, like... That was the episode where just like I can't anymore. Yeah. This just is not fun. Yeah. So it wasn't like it was a shame because I think you could take that plot and make it really nice, very peaceful.
Or maybe we need to just find one of these travel vlog shows and watch instead.
There are like real life Well, most of those, they have, like, challenges and stuff. Most of them aren't just traveling, you know, which is fine. I understand keeping it entertaining, you know. But are there any other dropped ones you want to mention? Those are probably some...
Well, then there's My Dear Donovan, which was the only Thai one
that we watched this year, whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Which we made an episode
again,
about.
That was another one that it started off pretty strong.
Pretty fun.
I always have a hard time with the female leads.
We liked her at first.
And I liked her. But just like the other show.
Yeah.
The lies
grew
that she had to tell grew and grew and grew until I just couldn't stand it anymore.
Yeah, there was that, and then also the really crazy drama between basic one was an ex and the other one was another one who liked the guy. Like, they went in freaking sane, and it just, it was already a premise. You're like, this is not going to be realistic in any way, shape, or form. We are prepared for that. But then when they, so they
went a little overboard with those two characters.
For us, at least. For us. We couldn't handle it anymore. So we did make a whole episode talking about why we dropped.
Yes, you can listen to that.
Yeah. That's also a thing, a new thing, actually, I think we did for the first time this year. Was making episodes
about our drop shows.
Yeah, we did only did two, which is probably a good thing. we could have done it for Love is for Suckers, but we did it for New Life Begins and My Dear Donovan. We did it for both, which I think is something that can be a slippery slope where you don't want your content to just be always negative.
Right.
But there are some times where, like, certain shows you just aren't for you and stuff, and that's
like, for instance, the New Life Begins.
I would still recommend.
I didn't
some people
say
to watch
I don't
that,
think it was
honestly.
A bad show,
no.
But for us,
yeah,
it slowed down a bit too much.
Yes,
but so for somebody else, like
it
you said,
fine.
It could be fine.
And one thing I have heard from multiple people who watch dramas, they will sometimes put a scene on 2x speed or 1.5 speed. Honestly, if you had done that with that show, which sounds like you should have just dropped it, but no, sometimes it's just certain characters you don't like.
Yeah.
I think if you'd done that, because that was our biggest thing, there were certain characters that just, they had the same...
Didn't we watch a show recently where every time those characters came up, it was Hubbuck. Every time the office characters...
No. Was there's it? No office characters in the Havoc. That's 1% of something. We did skip.
Oh, it was 1%. We skipped. Yeah, we just fast-forwarded through all of those scenes.
They're super minor.
Because as you say, it was rinse and repeat.
Yes.
The office characters never had anything new to
that's
say.
That's what it was with... I don't remember which
one. The rest of the show was good.
Yeah, well, yeah. I can't remember which one of the princes in New Life Begins is one in particular that had, like, the 50 bajillion wives.
Oh, yeah.
He was not... His whole point was he's kind of, like, not a good person, kind of stupid. Like,
right.
But it just got old. It wasn't
did get
fun.
Old.
You know? That kind of thing. You could have just fast-forwarded it. You still see what happened. Be like, whatever. You know, which,
my fear of fast forwarding is you're gonna actually miss something that's important.
Yeah,
because there are some shows where, you know, you got all this fluff, but somewhere in the middle of it, there's one line that's really good.
It depends on the show. It really does.
Yeah.
And then there's shows like My Dear Donovan, which for us personally, I probably wouldn't recommend it to someone because it just. But if you're someone who kind of likes over-the-top drama plots, you might have not had anywhere near as much problem with it as we did, you know? So it's one of those things where I don't think we're going to try and do why we dropped. I mean, obviously, we didn't do it for all the ones we dropped this year. We only did two.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not a bad thing to do, to be like, we couldn't get through this show, you know? And I think a lot of it, you have to actually watch a lot of the show. There were multiple of these where we only got a few episodes in, you know. And I think that could also be that, one, we didn't pick great shows. And two, we are faster the drop than we used to be.
Oh, yeah. Bill, now we have access to so much more.
Yes.
And we are also more discerning in our tastes.
I would say. Which is like a... good and bad thing.
Yeah. We're harder to please.
We're much
now.
Harder. We really are. But then also, I think we're watching a lot less kind of, well, we did watch quite a few kind of meh dramas this year, but less than we probably did before.
Well, that's the goal when
the
we're dropping these,
but
some of these,
also...
is that we can move on to the better shows.
But I'm not saying that, like, there's no way that you're going to watch every show and it's going to be like a 10 out of 10 bang.
No,
there's just no way.
No,
it's never going to happen. Mm-mm. So this year, for podcast episodes, we uploaded 26 episodes. Sorry, I just punched my mic there. Sorry. which is very few, unfortunately. I did figure out we took like 2 or 3 months off. Like months.
Total. In
this
total.
Year. No. Like not including like the random weeks here and there. Like full months. It might even be at least 3. Because there was at one point when my laptop died, I got sick, and I had the prom and the street festival. That we took like 2 or so months off.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently took a month. Yeah.
Right before ZenkaiCon, we probably took
a big chunk of time off. But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's part of the reason that we didn't upload as much this year was that. And I think going forward for now, we're going to try and stick to every other week or 2 episodes a month.
Yeah.
Just because, one, we are very freaking slow watchers of TV shows. We really are. Like, we don't... Yeah. We
might only watch 2 hours a night.
Yeah. Or in a day. Yeah. Because we don't actually watch currently airing shows almost ever. And that's just nothing to do with... We don't typically watch multiple dramas at the same time.
Right.
So that does lead to it taking longer. Yeah. It's just one of those things, you know. And we did have... I might be 25 episodes. I might be off by one because I counted one wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Whichever. Might be 25, actually. We had one special episode. This was great. This year. We've only had 1 or 2 others. We went to a Farstella concert this year.
Yeah.
Which was kind of absolutely amazing. We had a whole episode about that. And I actually would say that was an okay episode. Like, that was, you know, we realized certain topics, including music, we are terrible at talking about. Which, yes, Farstella's music, but I think
The Farstella concert went way beyond just reviewing the music.
No, we didn't review the music at all. It was just the experience.
The experience
was very fun. Yeah. We went to New York for it, and my dad came along and also went to a concert. He's not really into K-pop like we are, but it was fun. It was a fun day.
Yeah, that's a good episode to listen to.
Yeah, and that's the only special one. And we didn't do birthday ones this year, I don't think. Which we did last year, which was a timing thing. It just so happens our birthdays are a month apart.
Right.
And we just didn't end up... Because last year, 2 years ago, we had done a food one for me and a music video one for you. And then last year, we rewatched My Love from the Star for my birthday and Gumiho for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But... This is a timing thing this year. I think we might try to do that next year. Rewatching a show for it is kind of fun.
It is fun. Then the birthday person gets to pick their favorite show.
Yeah, you know, exactly. That's fun. So, with all that said, let's talk about some dramas that we didn't drop this year. But unfortunately, we're going to start off on a low note here.
Yeah.
We're going to start off with the most disappointing dramas of 2023. We only put dramas that we have watched before, fully finished. We did not put dropped ones in here at all, because those were disappointing, but in a different way. So, So I'll start off with, I guess, a honorable mention was Habak. This one we had seen before. Mm-hmm. We hadn't seen for multiple years, and we rewatched it. And it was just, like, weird, really, really weird. Rewatching a show that when we did see it, we did very much enjoy it, quite liked it.
Right.
And then we watch it again and we're like, man, this show is not that good.
Right.
Like, really.
Because now we watch things a little differently. We're a little more critical.
We've seen more.
Mm-hmm. And after watching this, it's like, why... Why did he even like her?
I still don't understand it. I don't either, honestly. And what's that? What's his name? Is in that? It's not. Is that on? No, wait.
That's
Nam-ju-hyuk.
Nam-ju-hyuk.
Nam-ju-hyuk. If you're gonna watch Nam-ju-hyuk, watch Weightlifting Fairy.
This was absolutely
so, yeah. Hopefully it's still better.
Maybe we should rewatch that one and see.
As far as I remember, I think that is definitely still.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but it's better.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that show is just, like, really, really weird to be like, oh, we haven't seen this in years, and it's very different from what I, you know, my rose-tinted glasses with memory here.
Exactly.
Very differently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Very true. Because we remembered the decent parts about the show.
Parts that we remember that we liked, we still liked those.
But
all the other stuff, like, wow.
Oh, but gosh, I think the biggest difference, rewatching it, I freaking loved the other guy in the show.
The other god?
No, not the other god. The half god.
Oh.
He was so good.
Because the first time I watched it, I totally didn't trust him because we didn't get who he was mystery.
That's a slight spoiler, but it's fine.
But it was easier.
Knowing
his story.
His acting was really
good. His character.
I freaking loved him.
Yeah.
It was something else.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did a full episode talking about our thoughts on that. That's one big thing we actually did know is that the other guy was a great character.
Yes, he was. Very good character.
But yeah. So, there was Habak. You know, it happened. Whatever. So this might actually, may or may not be in order that we watch them. I'm not sure.
It's 100% fine.
Sure.
It's fine.
But Crash Course in Romance. So,
we watched this show specifically for the lead actor.
I'll be honest.
Really?
It was almost 100. Okay,
that's
so hold on. I need to get his name. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm terrible at names.
Yeah.
I've been talking about too many things that it's just gone. Jung Kyung-ho. So, Jung Kyung-ho, we'd seen for the first time in
Hospital Playlist.
And, if you don't already know, we are huge fans of Hospital Playlist. So, main reason we watched this show was that the premise didn't sound bad either. It's, you know, I think there has been some shows where we've read the premise, even if there's an actor or actress we really like, we're just like, absolutely not.
Right.
Like, the one with the actress from Descendants. That was a full revenge story. We're like, that sounds terrible.
No.
It was super popular.
See, some people love revenge plots.
We don't do revenge plots. Whatever. Yeah. So Crash Course in Romance, we also did a full episode
on this
one. But
and we explained why we liked it and didn't like it.
Yeah, so I would say the beginning was decent.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much somewhat the enemies to lovers trope, like a little bit. But it just didn't work on many different ways.
Yeah.
I'll not do spoilers for this one. There was a twist at the end, which was, they built it up interestingly, but it just, like, the show turned into a completely different show.
That was the main problem.
Yeah. The chemistry between the two leads, I just don't think was really there.
No.
I personally did not really like the female.
We didn't like the female.
You really didn't like the female. The daughter was really good.
She never knew when to have restraint.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
It didn't really work.
Yeah.
So the daughter was really good.
Yes, she was.
I would say Jung Kyung-ho did his role very well. I did enjoy seeing him act.
I agree.
It wasn't just the acting. It wasn't just the plot. It was multiple. It was like a lot of different things.
The actor that played the lead female's brother, her autistic brother, did an amazing job.
Yeah, who was that? I just wanted to know. Shoot, we'd seen him in something before. Wasn't he in? Oh, what was he in? Oh, that's going to annoy me so bad. Hold on, I'll find him. him. Yeah. What was he in? He was in Hometown and Romance as a Bonus Book.
In Hometown,
and
he was
Touch
the
Your Heart.
Father.
He was in While
Father.
You Were Sleeping, Fight for My Way.
Okay, he's been in
Weightlifting Fairy. What is the one? Like, staring at him, and I'm like, what is the... But yeah, he did a really good job. He was very enjoyable to watch. But yeah, so there were some good qualities about the show. Like, the lead actress... I'm not lead actress, sorry. The lead actress's daughter, like, who in the show it was her daughter. She was one of the main characters in 20th Century Girl. Not the main, but one of them. Did very well in that as well.
But so, if you take it as a bits and pieces, we can point out were good. But if you take it as a whole,
it just didn't work.
It's not a show that we'd recommend.
I wouldn't
to watch
now. Yeah. So yep. There you go. Partly, I would say I did have higher expectations, but I don't think they were insane for this show. You know. So then we have Hold My Hand at Twilight. So let me double check that I have the correct show, because we had two different Japanese ones that we watched this year. My Hand at Twilight.
That's the one where...
Let me just double check.
She becomes a designer.
Okay, so did we do... We must have done an episode on this show. I think we did. So we probably did.
So it starts out kind of cute.
Yeah, so this was one where... The female lead, she just broke off her engagement and doesn't know what to do with her life. And she's from, like, the boonies.
Right.
And is in, I don't know if they're in Tokyo, but they're in a big city. And this is Japanese. And then the male lead, he is a aspiring musician, writer and song, like, maker. And they end up both living in the same house, which is the male lead's grandmother's house. So it's not just an apartment. It's a whole house. Yeah. And the beginning of it is actually, I think, was really well done. It had good music, good quality, like camera work and
good
stuff
characters.
Like that. Good characters.
You know, the grandmother was hilarious, and
she was a little.
She was your typical eccentric grandmother,
right?
Which you see in a lot of shows.
You do.
I could handle her.
Fun. She wasn't
over the top.
Yeah. And the beginning of it was really kind of a. It's not quite coming of age, but similar-esque.
Finding yourself.
Yeah, they're a little bit older. So it's really her kind of wondering what she's going to do with her life and stuff like that. And then, and it's also him writing his music and slowly actually finding a label and stuff like that. Unfortunately, partway through the show, we find out this huge dramatic secret of the female lead. Oh yeah, spoilers, by the way. I'm going to spoil the whole
ending. Spoil the whole show.
Right here. So we find out, like, I'll keep it minor spoilers, that the female lead ends up getting into the fashion industry, which she does have a very good talent for, but it's drama.
Drama.
And, like, all this stuff happens with her boss and her designs, and it's yeah.
We
and
finished it.
We didn't finish it. Yeah.
But it had turned into a different show.
It was.
Funny, this is the second one we've said that. It turned into a different show.
In a completely different way.
Yeah.
Which was really unfortunate because it was, like, there's this one scene where, I think this is the right show, hopefully, where they were sitting on, like, not the porch. They're sitting with, like, the sliding doors, like, open with their feet, like, you know, like, outside. And he's playing his guitar for her for a song he wrote. And doesn't have lyrics, he's just humming it. And it's just such a nice, peaceful scene. And I love, like, their traditional house that they were in. And it had good moments, even after some of the drama started. It just came way more than we wanted, unfortunately. Yeah. So, but we didn't go in with that one with much expectations. We really didn't. We didn't really know much. But, there you go. So the final one, is the most recent one we watched, is Black Knight. Why don't you
and
start
I
off?
Went into this with really big expectations because I am a big sci-fi fan.
And this one we did make an episode on.
I really, you know, Star
Actually,
Wars,
all,
Dune,
like all
you know, all Star Trek, Star...
You're,
I like all
huge,
that.
And books
And
well.
So many books. I've read so many science fiction books. So I have a... Kind of a high level of what a good sci-fi should have in it.
Sure, or you've seen a lot of variety of plots as well, and ideas and stuff like that. Yeah,
this one didn't deliver.
No, the concept was pretty decent. The characters were not very good, unfortunately. This was also okay. You also had high expectations because this was Kim Woo Bin.
Yes, it was his comeback role.
You really liked in Heirs. That's what he was in.
Yeah,
right?
So I was like so excited that he was coming back, and it was a sci-fi.
Right.
And his character was
very one-sided.
One-sided.
I mean, he played his very character, flat character well.
Yeah, but he wasn't developed. Unfortunately, my favorite character was killed in episode one.
Yeah, it was actually, I think, the same actress I... Oh, wait, maybe we shouldn't say that. Yeah, someone died
Somebody
early
died
on.
In episode one.
We really liked her. I won't say who it was. But yeah, unfortunately, it just did not.
And I was very unimpressed with the sets.
It was a little sad.
It was, and the sweeping shots were so repetitive.
Oh, it was annoying.
And
so,
the
yeah.
CGI was not that great.
You dislike the CGI even more than I. Yeah.
And so, there were some plot points that were just downright stupid.
They were. I'm sorry, it did not work. Yeah. So some of it was okay. The concept was okay. Is it based off like a webtoon or something? Maybe that's better.
I was like, why did we even finish it? I am not
sure.
It was
six episodes.
That's why we finished it, because it was really short.
It was very short, yeah. Which I remember us talking about this in our full episode, if that was a good or bad thing.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not sure, to be honest. Wait. What's the show where they travel back in time with dinosaurs? This is like an American TV show.
Travel back in time.
And there's dinosaurs. And it has like the dude who's like a manly man with like the what? He's like the leader of like their... What is that tub?
Oh, with what's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I like how that described...
The Rock.
No!
Not that
the
one?
Rock.
Not
no.
him.
Why would...
What? Well, I don't know what you're talking about then.
No. He was like the military guy with like white hair. He's much older.
Oh!
That one.
Oh, that one.
I don't know what kind of show. I've never even seen anything with a rock in it. Literally nothing.
Oh, you're talking about...
What is that called?
Oh, shoot. What are you...
Because I think we watched that.
We watched... That was...
Yeah, we watched that this year.
It was
year.
The most expensive TV show of that entire year that it was made. It was like Earth. It was...
Hold on, I'll get it for you. Hold on. No. Was it Terra Nova?
Terra Nova. Right. Terra Nova, which means New Earth.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah.
We watched Terra Nova. I think that was this year.
That was this year. Now, that was very...
Did that count as sci-fi?
That was sci-fi.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yes.
The technology that allowed them to travel back in time makes it sci-fi.
Yeah. That one never
got... It was more of a sci-fi adventure.
Yeah. That's probably what I would class.
Yeah.
I would say. I think whatchacallit was last year, though. The one with the spaceship and colonies, the 13 colonies, the 13th being the Earth. They're all on spaceships with robots that look like people.
What?
With the president, who is freaking amazing.
You mean Battlestar Galactica?
What did you think I was saying? What part of that description was wrong? Robots look like humans. 13 colonies.
Yes. Okay, what? Battlestar Galactica.
What part of that was wrong?
I just... Okay.
Was that might have been last, though. That might have been 22. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Whatever.
But Black Knight does not compare to those. It
I
just
don't know.
Doesn't.
What you call it was, I never quite got into it.
Into what?
When we, Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica?
I liked it, but it was pretty slow. I've got to say. For a sci-fi,
Well, see, you didn't even see all of it.
No, I saw very little, actually, right. Of the grand scheme. I think if I continued because more stuff would have been revealed, I think the payoff would have been pretty good.
Yeah, I see Babylon 5 you probably wouldn't be able to handle.
I'd be curious
because
that's...
Because it's a lot of slow political...
Wait, but that one I'm going in knowing it's a political...
A political thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's like people with Dune. I think people with Dune went in thinking it was an action, but no, it's a political...
No, it's not, yeah.
100%, yeah. You know? Okay, so those were our most disappointing.
Yeah.
And on a high note...
High note.
So all
the
of
best
these...
Of the year.
All of these dramas... One of them we will be making an episode. It'll come out after this one, so we'll be brief on that one. If you want our full review, see our episode. We'll give the
Did we do? We did an episode on each one of these.
Oh, yeah. Except for the last one, which we need to, but
we will.
Yet. What's the, like, the footnotes version? What's Cliff notes? Thank you. I was like, what's the
Cliff notes? Something you never ever used.
I used once.
Did you?
I used it for, what was that book? The book I never finished, actually. Mockingbird. Mockingjay.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, not Mockingjay. To Kill a Mockingbird. Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
That book, I didn't finish it, but I did look at the cliff notes to kind of see where the book went.
Okay,
whatever. First one. These are not in a particular order, by the way. These are not greatest to least. These are not in an order.
I'd be curious just to see what your order would be. You don't have to do it at this moment.
That'd be impossible.
Really? It would be impossible?
Well, Scarlet, well, I mean, 1% would be at the bottom. I can't. The other three are so different. I don't think I could.
You don't think you could. Okay.
I want to see what yours is.
So let's say what they are. The four.
Okay.
The four.
We have Tomorrow, which is a Korean show. Love Between Fairy and Devil, which is a Chinese high fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
1% of Something, which is just our guilty pleasure at this point. Korean. And Scarlet Heart, which is a historical Korean.
Right.
What's your order? Worst to best.
Worst? See, not worst. Well, okay.
Whatever.
Number four would be 1% of Something.
I'm not putting that. This shouldn't even be on here. But it's
right. Okay.
It's like an honorable mention.
What's
your top? This would be top three of the year.
Top three of the year.
So Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Really? That'd be your next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What? Where are you putting those? I think those are tied.
Scarlet Heart.
Fairy and Devil's your top.
Fairy and Devil's my top.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's hard. Because they are very different. Well, they are very different shows.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Okay. Whatever. We'll start. Do you want to put them in that order? Do you want to talk about them in that order?
Sure.
We'll do 1% first. We'll be brief. 1%, we made a rewatch episode of it. I think it was this year, but that was the first time we watched this earlier this year.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Sorry. Wow! How much did you zone me out?
I was just writing in my face.
Oh my gosh! 1%.
1%.
Or 1% is something, or something about 1% has multiple.
It's embarrassing how many times I've watched that show.
I think you've won too many. I really...
All right, I'll take it down. I'll take it down
hold on. You know what we need to do? Listen to our episode where we talked about it. Because in the beginning, we say how many times we watched it. And we just have to add one off. Maybe you're right. How is that right?
Okay, I'll just take one off.
Okay, you've watched it, say, one number to one number. Like, you're somewhere in that range. Say how many times you've watched 1%. Six to seven times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've watched it five to six times. We're not sure the exact number.
Yeah.
So, wow.
And why is this?
Okay.
Why? Okay.
That's a good point.
Why is this in our number four show? Why have we watched it seven times?
Why have we watched it seven times? Well, I've seen it one less than you.
Okay.
You saw it first.
Right.
I believe this is one of the shows you rewatched, like, right after you'd seen
it.
I watched
the whole show, and then the very next week, I watched it with you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's one of these. And that was a few years ago.
Okay. Number one reason. Female lead.
That we liked.
Is a strong female character.
Whoa. She was a strong female character without being annoyingly strong.
Exactly. She was a strong female character, but she was still feminine.
Well, not just feminine. She was also, like, a normal person. She wasn't like, oh my gosh, men are stupid.
Right. Exactly.
Multiple things about the female
She's
character.
Probably one of my all-time favorite female
Which
lead characters.
This
characters.
Show's not that good.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. Second reason. What's his name?
Ha Suk Jin.
His
voice
and his character's fun
and his character.
So
yes.
Yeah, he plays the very typical cold CEO type in this one. And
that gets changed by the female lead.
Right. We've all seen it.
Yeah, we all know that.
You know, and. He actually really freaking sucks at the beginning.
He does.
This is one of the, actually, I think one of the worst Like,
yeah, he's pretty awful.
He's pretty bad at the beginning. And then he does change over time. But mm-hmm. I do like he never quite loses that side to himself.
Exactly.
Sometimes it'll just be in a comment he makes. Sometimes it will be what he does. But mm-hmm. he doesn't go 100% goody two shoes in
right,
a good
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And I could listen to him talk all day.
His voice is so good. Ugh. Yeah, speaking of a show we've watched just because of an actor is, what's it called, Your House Helper? Which is a really odd show, which we only watched because he was
only,
in it.
I would not recommend that one either.
It wasn't very good. Whatever. Yeah. And we enjoyed the contract relationship in this one. This one's a contract dating. Not married.
Right.
Which was enjoyable. It was very fun. Mm-hmm. I liked that neither of them in the beginning wanted a contract relationship. It was a very fun twist. Usually both of them like mutually agree that this would be good for both of them. But it takes a lot of convincing for either of them to consider.
And the misunderstanding that happens about she saw him with his sister.
Oh, that bit. Yeah.
That was a kind of a logical misunderstanding.
I like
that. Mm-hmm. wasn't your typical ridiculous
over the top
misunderstanding. Yeah.
And the last thing I would say is their chemistry
is
really good. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
And both of their acting is
very
amazing.
Good. Now, if you can tell by that, we've mentioned two characters.
Yeah.
There is one other favorite character. Oh, my gosh. House of Jin's best friend. He doesn't have that much
screen
time. The lawyer.
Yeah.
He's freaking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I love him.
He's so fun.
He's hilarious. But he doesn't have that much screen time.
Oh, but this is the one with the office characters that we fast-forwarded through those scenes.
It took us, like, four times to watch the show.
And then before we thought of that.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why.
They're super minor. Barely have any screen time. But so I'll admit, I'll be the first one to criticize the show.
Mm-hmm.
Other than those characters, the rest of them are not very good.
Right.
They're kind of weak.
Uh-huh.
Or annoying and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they have a particular ex-girlfriend that freaking sucks in this show.
Oh, my
but
word.
That's kind of her point, is that she sucks.
That's her point.
So, but there's one particular storyline with her that really, really sucks and is way over the top. And I wish they didn't have that in the show. But other than that, it's fun. Also, the ending's really good.
Yes.
We really like the ending.
We really like the ending. Hard to end a romance without being cheesy.
And was it still cheesy?
Well,
yes.
You're going to have a certain amount of cheese, but it was mild cheese.
It was mild. Yeah, that's
wasn't too sharp.
It was a provolone, not cheddar, you know? You're so welcome for that. And now we rate shows based on different types of cheeses. Oh, my word. She's laughing so hard. She's laughing silently is what is currently happening. We do indeed need to move on. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Was your next one tomorrow? Okay, I will talk about it while you finish laughing over there. So tomorrow, great Korean show. Extremely different. One of the most serious shows we've watched this year. So if you haven't seen it, we'll be minor with our spoil. We won't spoil.
Don't spoil.
We won't. We won't spoil anything here. We'll just give a general.
Yeah.
This is a show that... Well, this happens the very first. This is the premise.
But I don't think you... Do we need to give the premise?
Super, super quick.
Okay.
This show basically happens where it's a bunch of people who are, what would you call them?
They're Grim Reapers.
They're Grim Reapers, thank you.
Yeah.
Who you're focusing on the ones who are trying to prevent people from committing suicide. So it's a very serious show.
All right, just do this in the same format.
Yes.
Did we put this at number 3 in our list?
Yes. Okay. This was semi-episodic,
mm-hmm.
which I think they did very well and pulled off very well, while still having a pretty big overarching story/mystery that was interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number two. What are the two guys who were in this were so enjoyable. I need their names.
Rowoon?
Yeah, Rowoon and what's the other guy? The blonde. Well, he's not really. Oh, and the other Grim Reaper too. Okay, there are multiple. So, acting wise, I really liked Rowoon, who's your male lead.
Uh huh.
Yun Jion, who these are their actors' names, who played like the secondary, and Lee Soo Hyuk. We had seen another thing who played like the Grim Reaper. Is what I called him. So. Yeah. Particularly like those three,
right?
Acting, and the actress Kim Hee Sun, she also was really good. Her character was just very odd,
was a lot more hard to read, kind of character. Whereas Rowoon, wore his heart on his sleeve.
That was his whole point.
You know, that was the whole point of that.
Yeah. And I think one thing this show did well was balancing such a serious topic with not having every second serious. It was in no way a comedy. Absolutely not.
But you weren't depressed when you got to the end of the
episode. No, but they had interactions between the characters that were sometimes very heartfelt and touching.
Mm-hmm.
And others that were a bit more, you know, kind of ridiculous, a little funny, you know, moments and... Or others that were just very serious, you know, and stuff like that. It was, and the budget was obviously really good. Right. The effects that were in this show were very well done.
And the choice of storylines that the writer made, you know, they dealt with, you know, young people, old people.
A dog.
Various relationships, and
they did a very good job.
They did a really good job covering a lot of different
situations.
Situations.
Very well done. It is based off of, I believe, a webtoon.
Mm.
So yeah, I would definitely recommend this.
Absolutely.
Show. Yeah, even though you do have to go into it knowing it is serious.
Yes.
Like, you know, it is a very serious show.
Right.
And if you're not in the mood to watch it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Save it for another day. You know, that kind of. So you doing Scarlet Heart next?
My doing Scarlet Heart?
No. I'm like, your next ranking.
My next ranking, number two, is Scarlet Heart.
Okay, so this drama we have not done a full episode on yet.
Yet. That's coming.
It'll be coming out next week. But we saw this drama, which is from 2016, which 2016 is a stacked year, by the way, for dramas.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot crazy from that year. Oh, that would be fun. Never mind.
Need to do that.
Just watch all the 2016 dramas.
Well, no. Well, we've watched the most popular already, by far.
Mm-hmm.
Goblin, Descendants, Scarlet Heart.
Rewatch them.
Oh. That would be interesting. Okay, whatever. Sorry. Scarlet Heart. So, this has an insane cast.
Yeah.
It has IU as the freaking female lead, Lee Jun-gi as one of the male leads, and about 50 other male leads.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Let me get all of their names.
Namju Hyuk, Baek-hyun.
Baek-hyun. I can't remember the one who's the eighth.
Kang Han-yo.
Oh, that's from Scarlet Heart. Let me get them all for you real quick. So we can talk. We'll keep this brief, but... Lee Jun-gi, IU, Kang Han-yeol, who I totally forgot was in same person as the one Camilla.
Yep.
Namju Hyuk, Baek-hyun, Ji-soo, they were probably some of the best.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, as well as some of the other
side characters, like the warrior father.
Yeah. Oh shoot, I don't see. Oh, he has him listed by.
Or the man that played the king, the emperor,
the guy up with the king.
Yeah,
Jomin Ji is his name. Really well done.
I don't think there were any characters
that weren't well done.
Well,
I didn't particularly like
the sword dancer, but
yeah, I don't know. But they were all still well written characters.
Yes, they were.
And so this show is unfortunately notoriously hard to get a hold of.
Yeah.
So we used a VPN to get it, and we were very lucky that we paid for the VPN,
right?
But we could get it free on a specific streaming.
That's
service.
The only way we could get it.
Yeah, and we got it. So
you can get it, purchase it on DVD.
You can with English subtitles.
Apparently, there are there's one episode with
some of the subtitles are messed up, but I think it's only for part of it.
Yeah,
but yeah, you can get it that way, mm-hmm. and you can get it legally, like, on Netflix Korea, but they do not have English subtitles, right, and multiple other services have it, but do not have English subtitles. But
so we've been talking about rewatching this
forever,
for a long time.
Forever, and the only reason we did in the end was I decided to get a VPN just to see if we'd use it, and we did end up.
Okay, back to
why we liked.
Why is it number two?
So acting so. Freaking good.
Superb.
Almost everyone was just acting was amazing. Even if you mm-hmm. hated the character, that's amazing.
Right.
Their acting is great, so you hated them.
Yep.
There you go. The storyline is
complex.
So much happens. It's not the most complex story I think I've ever seen, but it's
complex enough without being convoluted? Without the political complexity of sometimes we're like not quite sure of some things, but this we understood everything that was happening and the motivations and the maneuverings and stuff. Yeah. We got it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, this was a second watch for us.
Right.
So us really, we could kind of get, like, sink our teeth into this drama
because
we knew generally what was happening. Mm-hmm. We forgot a surprising amount of details of this show,
sure,
which
yeah.
we had seen it probably 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time. And we'd only seen it once before this.
The soundtrack.
This is like...
has to be...
this is in my...
the best.
I wouldn't put it as the best. This is in my top five.
This is in my top three of soundtracks.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
As soundtracks of the entire soundtrack.
Right. Not just...
one song.
The songs.
Yes. Not just one song.
Not just the vocal songs.
Not just the vocal songs. Yeah. Also the instrumental.
Oh, yeah.
The costuming of this show. Mind you, this is not set in Joseon.
Right.
This is Goryeo.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it's different from what you're used to seeing Joseon.
This is not Go Goryeo. It's Goryeo.
Goryeo.
And so it's not what we're used to seeing. And that also means that we have researched a little bit in Joseon fashion. So I'm not 100% sure how accurate every single costume
right.
is or every single hair piece and stuff like that.
I don't think all of the male hairstyles
no,
were
no,
accurate.
No, the males, they're not at all. Not at all.
But I think the females...
Pretty close. Yeah. So, but it was, the costuming obviously was well done. It,
gorgeous.
It was really pretty and it just, it
mm-hmm.
worked. And we are probably a teeny bit biased because we've seen it before.
Uh-huh.
I really like IU as an artist in general, like her music performance. I will say this is the best drama I've seen her in,
because
I've only seen her, the only other drama I've seen is Hotel de Luna, which she was good in.
Right.
You'd seen her in that other movie as well.
Which
you didn't like the movie because of the
like
premise,
the movie,
but
yeah.
She also apparently was very good in My Mister. I've heard her performance in that, but yeah, in Lee Jung-gi, this is probably one of the best. If not, this is probably the best thing I've seen him in as well. And it's just, it is, so if you don't like historical shows, or you don't like historical shows that are like, have a, most of historical stuff has a pretty complicated plot.
And a lot of cast, usually.
And a lot, this has a very big cast.
Yeah.
If you don't like some of that, like, intricacies of, like, you know, like, the relationships between them and that's, it's a very specific type of drama.
Mm-hmm.
We've noted this multiple times that in shows, the drama within the show, we tend to have much more tolerance, you could say, for stuff in drama in historical shows
mm-hmm.
versus in modern day.
Yeah,
take
we do.
Downton Abbey, for example. That is the most drama happening.
Yeah.
Are there certain storylines we don't like? Yes.
Yeah.
But we still enjoy the show. Same thing with Scarlet Heart. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel as written into the show.
As some other shows have, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this was just so interesting. How they incorporated it into actual history was fascinating. And one, you look into it a little bit and stuff like that. But yeah, very enjoyable. Really love the show. Very excited to do a full episode.
Highly recommend.
Very much recommend. Sorry if it's very hard to find.
Yeah.
So, final, I might have this as my top two, is Love Between Fairy and Devil.
Part of the reason I put this at my top was because of the romance between the two leads.
Yes, I would agree.
As compared to the romance in Scarlet Heart.
Yeah, that's one thing in Scarlet Heart. Last thing we'll say about Scarlet Heart is it's a very odd, not odd romance, it is very different. It's, the show as a whole isn't that romantic.
Right.
It does have romance
in it. It's a very different kind of romance.
It's mainly, it's complicated.
It's complicated.
But in,
it's not a,
not in a bad way.
It's not a happily ever after romance.
Gosh, no. But yeah, okay, so okay. Love Between Fairy and Devil.
Yeah.
So all this right. was
why is it number one on our list for the year?
The costuming.
Costuming.
Mine just about died every episode. Just about fainted every scene.
I would just sit there and look at the costumes and analyze the costumes and figure out how did they make these costumes. The shoulder pieces and armor pieces.
Or even just her layers of clothing and stuff was insane. Layers. Okay. The acting. I think the acting was very well done in this show. The CGI stuff was pretty decent, I'd say.
It was. It was pretty good. Yeah.
Because we've seen some that are a little bit more rough.
Yeah.
I'm saying. Big note is that this is the only Chinese high fantasy we have finished.
Right. I did start one.
Oh, what was that called?
Is it the Blue Whisper, I think?
Blue Whisper, I believe, is what it was called. Because it had an actor we knew in it.
Which was, again, very good.
You got pretty far.
I got...
like three quarters?
Three quarters of the way. And then there were like four episodes in a row where the plot didn't move.
Right.
I was very disappointed in it because I liked the male lead and most of the other characters.
Yeah.
But
sometimes it just happens.
Sometimes that happens.
But this is the only one, so we... to be honest, do not have much to compare this
right,
to. That's a big
right.
note. But as far as I've heard, I had this really, really highly recommended from, hopefully I'm saying it right. I think it's Liliana from the Teen Soju podcast, Asian drama podcast. And it was definitely worth the time.
The number of, sheer number of episodes.
Was very intimidating.
Yes. Often we'll look at that and...
just write it off.
Write it off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this one, it needed all
that.
Those episodes.
Which I think most high fantasy have such a complicated story. Right. And have a lot of intricate things happening. But yes. And yeah, the plot is probably the next thing that just really worked in this show. They had multiple plot lines.
Mm-hmm.
They managed to not do one for way too long.
Right, right. They had some twists and turns in there that were good. The sets were cool.
Did I know it was a set?
Yes.
But they were still very well done.
Right.
They didn't feel too fake.
Right, but because of the set being, you know, among the gods and in the clouds, and it was okay if it looked like
you
a set.
Knew it was
you
fake.
Knew,
that's,
but I really enjoyed like
the settings were very good.
Like her specific garden in the clouds. I loved that.
Yeah,
it was
that
really
sort
cool.
of thing. Yeah, and yeah, it's just overall a very interesting story, good romance, and stuff like that, and if you haven't seen a Chinese high fantasy, as far as I know, this is a good one to start off, you know, to actually watch. Or even if
and it wasn't too complicated.
Like, no.
Well, you know, some plot lines when they have 40 episodes can get
very convoluted.
Very convoluted. And this one was very understandable, yet not too simple.
But not predictable
to
a crazy degree or anything like that.
It's always very interesting when you pick characters and you, while you're watching and you predict what that character's going to do. And I love it when we're wrong.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah. In a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Exactly.
That makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I mentioned briefly earlier, which I don't think we had in our full episode about this drama, because mm-hmm. I didn't find out till after, that the male lead, the main actor, he was completely dubbed for the whole show.
Oh, we had no idea.
Yeah, and actually the I don't know if it was an actor or voice actor. Sorry, I don't know that much. Who did voice him actually became known for being the voice, which is really, really cool. He got the recognition he needed, you know. Yeah. And yeah, dubbing is, we briefly talked about that, how we don't know about it very well and stuff like that. But dubbing is a common thing you will see in Chinese shows. Sometimes it's their own voice, sometimes it's someone else. It depends. But this show, obviously, did very convincingly and did very well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just one thing I do want to do this year is watch more, maybe only one or two, won't be surprised, high fantasy. I want to watch at least one. I want to watch
I agree. Yeah.
I need to watch one more this year.
Devote, like, 2 months to watching it.
Yeah, we're slow. we're so slow. It's partly because, yeah, we really only watch typically two episodes if they're hour long, maybe three if they're like 40
minutes.
And
not even every night of the week.
And not, no. Mm-mm. Partly my work schedule right now is weird. I'm working nights currently, so it's really odd. Like, it doesn't seem right to watch a drama at like 9 o'clock in the morning, but
well,
then
when I have to be teacher to the other
kids.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That is, I would probably agree that that might be my top drama from this year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have a full episode about all of those. Scarlet Heart is coming.
Yes.
I'm very excited about making the episode for that. So, yeah. So, this was a very odd year. Mm-hmm. We rewatched a lot, kind of. I mean, some of the stuff that we rewatched, you did. I didn't. Like,
right.
Tomorrow and some of the other ones I hadn't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's other shows that we did enjoy throughout the year. Like, Summer Strike is one. Once Upon a Small Town. My Cuteness is About to Expire is kind of a very, one of the more unique ones.
The Machina is very unique.
Super unique that we watched this year. So, it's not that we didn't watch other shows that we enjoyed other than these.
Yeah. Those were just our favorites.
These are probably just our personal favorites. So, yeah. So, plans for this year, like we said, are to definitely do better at our schedule and be much more consistent. We were actually, like, we were really sorry. We were...
Yeah.
We were so bad this past year. And I don't regret it or anything like that. I do wish a little bit that we are a little bit better because, honestly, I think there were a handful of episodes that we meant to record and actually never got to.
Yeah,
you know, for multiple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so, and we hope this year we will actually watch even more shows that we will hopefully put on our top, you know, dramas of the year.
Right.
And stuff like that, you know, and
drop less, watch more.
Hopefully. Yeah, honestly. And that's not, and like I said earlier, it's not to say that we didn't watch TV this year. We watched other TV, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if anybody wants a review on Jane Austen stuff, we've got ya. We would have a time reviewing Jane Austen movies. Mm-hmm. We'd love it. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are not a general review podcast.
No, we are
not. Drama reviews.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. So we hope you enjoyed this. There was a long-winded chat, but it was fun. a bit more casual.
Yeah.
You know,
to our how we usually talk about dramas.
Yeah. Probably closer.
To,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're, if you can tell, we're terrible like remembering character names. Or actor names, and we're we're pretty bad. So sometimes how we talk about dramas personally sounds very convoluted when it's not too bad, you know.
But
yeah.
We know what we're talking about.
So, and here to the, you know, next year of doing this podcast, it's kind of funny because our anniversary for when we started our podcast, I think it's like March, like end of March. So we will have our anniversary this year, but this is the, you know, beginning of the
calendar year
for us. Yeah, so we hope you guys enjoyed listening, and we'll see you all next time.